Hi, everyone. I'm Donna Evanolfi with WellnessFYI.com. Welcome to our show today. Joining me is Evelyn Resch, Director of Women's Health and Sexuality Counseling at Miraval, Arizona Resort and Spa. Evelyn is a certified sexuality counselor and has been a certified nurse midwife for over 15 years. Evelyn, hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Well, today we will be discussing better communication, better sex, the new four-day immersion at Miraval that Evelyn will be presenting in July and then again in September. So let's get started. Evelyn, tell me about better communication, better sex, and how it will benefit our readers and listeners.
Well, this programming is really designed for individuals who are in couples or individuals who hope to be in couples, who have been sexually active in the past, or even people who haven't been, and they are seeking more information, help, assistance, guidance in enhancing their knowledge about sex, their ability to feel sexually satisfied, and ways to more effectively communicate what it is that they want out of a sexual and intimate relationship and out of an intimate partnership.
I think it's so important these days to have points of communication, so I think it's just great insight that you'll be sharing in that class. So everyone nowadays is conscious of their time and money. What will participants take home that they can implement into their daily life to make it worth their investment of time and money?
Well, first of all, I think that we need to start with the premise that and the fact that people of all ages, whether we're talking about kids, adolescents, young adults, older adults, really are missing a lot of very helpful sexual education information. We don't have a sexual health or sex education agenda in this country. It's not part of our public health agenda. We have very poor sex ed programs in schools. We certainly don't offer this to adults. And although the information is actually available on the internet, it's available in bookstores, through publications, the fact is that people don't know how to access it. It's difficult for them to access it. They feel very tentative about it. It's hard for them to understand some of the information that they end up accessing. So much of what this programming is designed to do is to inform people. And through informing them, hopefully, give them a sense of empowerment within their knowledge base, an ability to cause and effect the changes that they hope to see in their relationship, and information about how to access resources that are out in the world that perhaps they didn't realize were out there until they came to this workshop. The other thing that this programming is absolutely designed to do is to reduce people's sense of isolation around the struggles that they have with sexuality, because one of the problems that so many people bring up when they come to see me as a sexuality counselor is this terrible feeling that they're the only people in the world that are struggling with some of these issues, when the fact of the matter is that everyone struggles with sexual satisfaction at various points in their lives because of all sorts of reasons, medical reasons, changes in their lifestyle, stressors that come up just from the business of living. And because people don't talk about this, either with a sexuality counselor in a private session or certainly within a group context, they're pretty certain, they get convinced that they're the only people that have ever dealt with this, and that's just not the case. So it's my intention to reduce people's sense of isolation and start a more relaxed and easy dialogue about how do we manage with sex in our lives and how do we achieve the kind of sexual attention and satisfaction and pleasure that we all would like to have.
I totally agree about your comments about lack of sexual education. I really think that's one of the key points of wanting to speak with you today about this. And the other key point is the isolation. I totally agree with that as well, that there are so many people out there that think they're alone. So this is just such a great workshop and one that I really believe will have a lot of interest. So one other question for you, Evelyn. What type of opening conversation starters or icebreakers might they find useful once they're back in their home environment? Because as we know, this sometimes is a very difficult discussion to start. So what hints or tips can you give our listeners about the icebreakers they may be able to use?
Well, for one thing, I think people need to understand where it's best to have these conversations. And the best place is the least assumed place, which is not in bed. It's really a dangerous thing to bring up sexual difficulty when you're both in bed together. People feel vulnerable, they feel nervous, they feel tense. And what I say to people is, when you want to start communicating about intimacy issues, you need to do it when you're on a walk with your partner, when you're sitting at the breakfast table, when you're sitting together having coffee in the afternoon. That's one thing. The second thing is that I help people learn the communication skills around I. In other words, self-identifying what it is that they are experiencing unto themselves. So in other words, instead of saying, you know, you always do whatever, fill in the blank, I encourage people to learn and practice something like, feel this particular way about this when it happens between us. That's a very different statement than turning it on to somebody else about their behavior is upsetting to you, or blaming them for not being able to meet your needs. So those are two examples of ice-breaking, communication-enhancing skills that I give to people. The other thing is simply giving them permission to talk about sexuality and to say to them, you know, it's really okay to say to your partner, I want to have a conversation with you about what's happening between us intimately. This is something that's upsetting me, or I want to hear what you have to say about it. Because oftentimes people feel as though they need permission to talk about this, or that somehow they need some sort of dispensation or some sort of note from somebody. And my feeling is that this is a dialogue that partnerships or people and partners should be having on an ongoing basis, and I mean ongoing and frequent.
That's such a great point. Communication is so vital in so many areas of a relationship, and certainly this is one that is key. Evelyn, thank you so much for your time and insight today. We really appreciate it. Do you have any closing remarks you'd like to add?
I think really the only closing remark that I want to add is to encourage people to look into this material, not to feel tentative about it if they have the inclination to come. It's a very disarming environment. There's a lot of humor that I use to help people feel relaxed and more comfortable about the topic, and that this information is available in a wonderful setting. Miraval is very relaxed. It encourages people to be insightful and participatory. And, you know, certainly if people have any questions, they're more than welcome to contact Miraval. And they can even contact me directly at evelynrush@yahoo.com.
Okay, great. And I will also include that on our website. So what I'd like to say is thank you, everyone, for joining us for our discussion today on better communication, better sex. Again, this is being held at Miraval in Tucson, Arizona, July 11th to the 15th, and it will be held again in September. More info on this event can be found on miravalresorts.com, and we'll also have details and a link on wellnessfyi.com. Again, thank you, everyone, for joining us, and I hope you'll take a look at this information and consider going to better communication, better sex. Thank you. Have a great day.